Welcome back to the Value City Arena here on the campus of The Ohio State University. Ottawa Glandorf 8 minutes away from their second state title in 4 years as they have an 18-point lead over the Garraway Pirates, 49-31 on the Carmart Ottawa scoreboard after three quarters of play. And there in the third quarter, the Titans getting it done again with their defense and transition basketball, also knocking down some big shots from about mid-range jumpers, really doing it for OG there. Let's take a look at the third quarter numbers.
That's right, it's another 50% shooting quarter. They did that on, though, actually 50% from two-point. Missed their only three attempts, 6 of 13 in the quarter, now shooting 56% in the ball game. Still getting out-rebounded, 22-15. 10 offensive boards for Garraway. 3 for the Titans to go with their 12 defensive boards, their total 15. Garraway, 22 rebounds, 12 on the defensive end, 10 on the offensive end. 17 turnovers for that quarter for Garraway. They're up to 17. Titans have 12 of their own. The Titans shooting 56% from the field. Garraway just 29%. The defense has been great for the Titans, a hand in the face at all times.
And that's been the case all day long for Ottawa Glandorf in the passing lanes, contesting shots and getting the rebounds that they need to get. A few offensive boards that you don't like to see, but really, other than that, that's about the only negative for Ottawa Glandorf today.
About the only time that a hand hasn't been in the face of one of the Garraway players is on the offensive boards. 10 offensive boards, probably the only real problem that the Titans are facing right now.
And back to the action we go here in the fourth and final quarter of action in the Division III basketball game. Titans looking for a state title, but with the ball, Sugar Creek Garraway. She passes it back out to Tyler Gerber. Gerber all the way back out at midcourt, dribbling over to his right. Hands the ball off to Chase Stengel. Stengel nearly lost it, now pulls it back to his right. Bounce pass over to Tyler Gerber. Thought about spotting up for the three, but caught up by Jake Meyer. He's going to dribble it away from Meyer and over towards the Garraway bench. Pass off to David Gerber and back to Tyler Gerber. He'll put up a long-distance three. Not going to get there, but a rebound, Paul Huntingford. He'll go up from the right block strong and put it in for two for the Pirates.
Another offensive board for Garraway.
The 6'7 freshman with the 2 points there. Jake Meyer down on the other floor, gets it to Taylor Puttis, swings it over left side, Justin Shoemaker. Shoemaker extended from the perimeter, takes it to the free throw line, gets caught up in some traffic in the paint, needs to dish down low to Colton Everett. Everett, nice move underneath to find 2 points. His head was actually under the backboard, but he was able to get some space and get the shot in.
Use those long arms, extend himself back into the playing surface and able to convert.
51-33 Titans with over a minute played here in the fourth quarter. Pass to the right side to Tyler Gerber. Gerber goes right in. Everett comes up with a steal on the entrance pass into the lane. Had the ball swatted away from him, though, as he tried to throw it down the court, and Paul Huntingford comes up with it. Left side, there goes Shee with a shot up from 15 feet. Huntingford, the rebound, spins back, fall-away jumper from the baseline, good for two.
Huntingford is a player for a freshman. Here we go the other way.
Titans home run ball to Justin Shoemaker. Reverse lay-in, good for 2 points, right to left through the lane.
A little horse move there by Shoemaker.
Indeed it was, as Tyler Gerber brings it back down the floor, hustles it into the paint, puts the shot up, a double pump lay, and we'll go, but Huntingford, another offensive board, the putback not there. Meyer got the rebound, but we've got a foul. They're going to say Huntingford was fouled on the way up, I believe.
That's the call, yep. And the foul is going to be on Puttis.
Puttis picking up his first personal.
Just the first free throw attempts of the second half for Garraway.
Paul Huntingford 1-for-2 from the charity stripe, and he will be 1-for-3 after the first one falls off the front of the rim.
Good-looking freshman, though, Doug.
Yes, he is.
6'7", long and lengthy. He can only put meat on that body. He's going to be tougher as the years go by.
Kind of reminds me of a little bit of Derek Sherman.
Yep, a little bit.
A little bit shorter.
Lefty.
Yeah. Second free throw is up, and it is good as well for Huntingford. It splits the difference, rather, and checks out of the game immediately for Heath Myers, the 6'4 junior. Inbounds pass, Taylor Puttis, far side of the floor. He throws it out of a trap to Jake Meyer. Across midcourt, gives it to Colton Everett. Everett gives it back to Meyer. Meyer over to a ball handler, Taylor Pollitt. Puttis, left side, Shoemaker on the wing there. Makes a move on his man, double team, gets rid of the ball, and a timeout going to be taken by the Titans with 5:56 left to go in the fourth quarter on the Carmart Ottawa scoreboard. Ottawa Glandorf comfortably leading right now, 53-36. Now it looks like Coach Josh Leslie just wanting to get things set. You can see where the Pirates are really ratcheting up their defense and running and jumping, it looks like, to get on the ball handler.
Well, they're taking advantage of every trap they can. You know, with the 17-point deficit, they have to do that. It's their last attempt right here with just under 6 minutes to play in the ballgame. Everything they have in their bag of tricks, they're going to pull out right now and run and jump. Titans just have to be strong with the ball. if the trappings take place, just keep looking at the bucket. Somebody break open underneath. You'll get some opportunities. And eventually to the free throw line. Only six fouls or three fouls to this point for Garraway.
Inbounds pass from Jake Meyer into Taylor Pottest. Pottest brings it across midcourt. Spins back to his right. Now wings it over to Justin Shoemaker. Shoemaker had it popped out of his hands by Devin Chi, but it goes out of bounds into press row. So
no,
the Titans retain possession.
Chi just with the smack across the rim. That's a call by Tim Belcher.
That'll be his first personal. As they immediately bring Paul Huntingford back into the lineup to replace David Gerber. Jake Meyer inbounds it into Taylor Pottest. Under six to play here in the Division III state final. Pottest trying to throw it to the middle of the court. It got tipped, but Justin Shoemaker bails him out and gets the loose ball and prevents a Titan turnover. Shoemaker with it all the way back out at midcourt. He's double-teamed. Picks up his dribble and now gives it back to Taylor Pottest. Back to Shoemaker on the wing on the right side. Back up top to Taylor Corbin, and now to Taylor Pottest with under 5.5 to go. There's a pass into the lane to Justin Shoemaker. Tried the no-look to Colton Everett, but it got batted around in the lane. We still got a loose ball. Devin Chi comes up with it, leading the Pirate break. They don't have the numbers. They give it to Tyler Gerber. He doesn't need numbers as he goes in between a couple of defenders, gets the shot to go on the finger roll, and now a timeout going to be taken by the Pirates.
Good pressure again. That's what they have to do. They cut into that lead now, 15-point ball game. Took a lot of clock. If there's one good thing that the Titans did there, they burned about 40 seconds on that offensive possession, but they came away with nothing. You don't want to do that too long. You got to keep attacking the bucket. And the Titans were trying to. That's when they had the miscue. Shoemaker just not quite strong with it. Probably a little bit of physical contact in there that wasn't called. But again, at this point, the refs are going to let that go when the team's down 15.
53-38 on the Carmart Ottawa scoreboard. Titans leading with 5:14 left to play in the fourth quarter. Doug Jenkins and Butch Lammers here on 106.3 The Fox with you this evening as the Titans trying to bring home the hardware in a state title. Inbounds pass as we get back underway. And Taylor Pottest going to be fouled immediately. No time really coming off the clock there except for a couple seconds.
Well, that's another game plan that you could employ here real quick is to put the Titans at the free throw line. 55% on the season. It's been a problem for them.
They got Caleb Hostetler with the foul there. Inbounds pass to Colton Everett. Everett gives it over to Jake Meyer. Meyer going to come in. He's got the numbers. Gives it to Justin Shoemaker. To Meyer coming in from the right side. High off the window. Good for 2 points.
Titans 3-3 so far in this quarter.
Back down the floor we go. And Caleb Hostetler with the ball. He'll give the ball away and into the hands of Chase Stengel. Stengel picked up by Meyer up top. Going to his right side. Down into the lane. A little scoop shot. And got it through. Good for two. Chase Stengel, it's actually his first field goal of the game, though. Inbounds pass, Taylor Pottest bringing it down the floor. He's going to be fouled immediately by Caleb Hostetler, who picks up his second. Going to be the sixth team foul against the Garraway Pirates now.
It looks like that is part of their plan now, just to start putting the Titans at the free throw line. This game, this last 4:38, could take a while, but the Titans just know what they have to do, take care of the basketball and take care of business at the free throw line.
Next foul against the Pirates will send Ottawa Glandorf there for the 1-1 bonus. Jake Meyer will inbound the ball into Taylor Pottest. Pottest to Jake Meyer immediately. Meyer cross-court pass over to Taylor Coleman and back to Taylor Pottest. Pottest to the left side, going to be fouled as Tyler Gerber got a piece of him. It's going to be his third personal. And that will send the Titans to the free throw line now. I believe it's Pottest going to shoot the 1-1.
It is Pottest with the 1-1. It won't be long. The two bonus free throws will come into effect if Garraway continues to foul at this rate. Hang with us, crowd. 4:31, 7 seconds off the clock at time between fouls. And that is obviously the game plan for Coach Shute and his Garraway Pirates. Start putting the Titans at the free throw line. You've got to make up a 15-point deficit.
Taylor Pottest will go to the line. There's some jockeying back and forth on substitutions. Luke Melman going to come in for the Titans as he will replace Justin Shoemaker in the lineup. Now Pottest will go to the line to shoot the 1-1 free throws. He's 2-for-2 on the day. First free throw is up, rattles in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by David Gerber. Gerber will give it up to Tyler Gerber. 4.5 left to go in the ball game. Gerber towing midcourt. Now he brings it across over to his right, picks up his dribble, and over to his left side to Mullet. Check that to Hostetler. Hostetler will give it back to Tyler Gerber in the center circle for the Pirates. Dribbling to his right, now to his left. Going to cut down into the paint. Double team. Spins it out. Finds Stengel. Now back into the hands of Huntingford. Right side, Tyler Gerber has it again. Picked up by Pottest. Right side steps inside the three-point line and knocks down a long-distance deuce. Gerber's fourth point of the quarter, and it's a 55-42 ball game. Jake Meyer, cross-court pass over to Taylor Coleman. Inside 4 minutes to play. Coleman gets it to Bellman and gets it right back. Coleman dribbles away from his defenders. Now gives it back out to Luke Bellman. Bellman is going to be splitting a double team. Thought maybe they got the hands on him for the foul, but no call to Taylor Potist. And Potist going to be knocked down by Caleb Hostetler. Will pick up his third personal, and that will send Taylor Potist to the line again.
And good sportsmanship by the Pirates. Picked up Potist from the floor. Potist needs to step the free throw line. Shoemaker on the bench. Again, that's another good coaching move by Leslie. He saw that we're heading for a TV timeout. So give Shoemaker a needed blow here. Let him get back in after the media timeout. But now Pettis needs to step to the free throw line so we can get to that timeout.
Pettis' first free throw is short, and the rebound pulled down by Paul Huntingford. Huntingford will give it back to Tyler Gerber. The Titans lead at 13, 55-42 with under 3.5 to go in the ball game. Gerber on the left side, looking to avoid Taylor Pettis and Taylor Coleman. Now he dribbles it back to his right. Runs off a hard screen all the way over to the right side. Picked up by Bellman. Now Pettis back over there. Pass to the right side to Sheev. And a bounce pass to David Gerber. Left side, here comes the three ball from Stengel. Won't go. Rebound hauled in by Taylor Pettis. Pettis wanted to launch it down the floor to Colton Everett, who was wide open, but they got a hand on him again to send Taylor Pettis back to the line to shoot one of one.
Well, let's see if the third time's a charge for Taylor. Or the charm. He's been there twice and missed the front end of 2 1-and-1s already. Some of the crowd starting to file out here.
Notably, no one in blue and gold.
No, obviously they're sticking around if that celebration is to take place, which we're 3 minutes and 6 seconds away from, hopefully. They'll stick around.
Free throw, it's up, it's good. The third time is a charge for the senior point guard for Ottawa Glandorf. It looks like he's going to get a break here with Eric Brickner at the scorer's table. Pettis going back to the line, trying to hit the second free throw. It is up, and it is good as well to put the Titan lead back at 15. And now we get the media timeout with 3:06 left to play in the fourth quarter on the Carmart Ottawa scoreboard. The Titans lead 57-42. And I imagine the what's being said in the huddle during the timeout here now is no fouls, make them work the ball around, and don't take any three-pointers when you get the ball back.
Nothing but a layup, take care of the basketball, get to the free throw line and make it, and play good contained defense and get the rebound after the shot if it is missed.
Boy, people really are starting to pour out of here now at the TV timeout with 3:06 left to play in the ball game. The Titans have had this game pretty much well in their favor all throughout. It's been quite some time since this was a single-digit ball game. All the way back, I believe, in the second quarter was the last time Garraway was within 9.
Yeah, it was trailed in this ball game 1-0, didn't they? Honeycourt hit the free throw.
They had the
9-0
lead.
Run.
That was it.
It was 9-1. So Titans did trail down at Columbus this year, but they made the most of every opportunity after that 1-0 deficit.
That's one of the few times they've trailed really since the regional, because they didn't trail very often to Cuyahoga Valley Christian Academy and only trailed once to Archbold.
That's a good point. Taking care of business.
Titan fans, be sure to tune in to Chuck Fulton evenings from 7 to midnight during the week. He's got the latest concert happenings on the Concert Corner at 7:30 and the Fox Hair Club at 9. A four-song block of the best hair metal here on your home for rock and Titan basketball, 106.3 The Fox. 3:06 separating Ottawa Glandorf from the state championship in Division 3. It will be their second state title in 4 years if they're able to close out the ball game. And Ottawa Glandorf fans on their feet here at the Schotten State Center, hoping to witness a little bit more basketball history coming home to Putnam County.
Sure is. And what a weekend for these guys. Just the crowd, Titan Nation, has sensed that championship. Second in 4 years.
Ottawa Glandorf going to stick with the full court pressure. It looks like the 2-1-2 zone is what we're going to see. Inbounds pass into Gerber. He gives it up to Tyler Gerber, racing it down the floor, but trailed by Eric Brickner. Takes it in the lane, and not really a contested shot. Gets an easy 2 points out of it. Inbounds pass to Jake Myers. The Titan lead now back down to 13, under 3 to go. Bounce pass midcourt, Taylor Coleman. Coleman throws it to Jake Meyer, and Meyer going to slow things down. Meyer trying to get away from his defender, takes it in the lane, puts the shot up. He was fouled. He's going to the line to shoot two.
Yep, fouled on the shot. Again, maybe not the shot that Coach Leslie wanted, but he had a good look at it. About 8-10 feet away on the opposite side, he did get some contact on the way up. He'll make two attempts here.
David Gerber's got to be saying, how did he get away from me? He was doing all he could to foul him when Jake got open in the lane. First free throw is up and good.
Oh, Myers making a name for himself down here at state tournament. Now 19 points. He'll definitely be a first-team all-tournament team.
Eyes up a second one, and it is good as well. So the Titans lead back out to 50 now. 59-44, under 3 to go. With the ball, Chase Stengel looking to avoid a trap at midcourt. Tyler Gerber with the ball now. Brings it across the timeline, spins it around Eric Brickner to the right elbow, down the lane, kicks it out, looking for Sheath. Ball is out of bounds, and the Titans didn't get a tip on it, so they'll get the ball going back their way. Unless we're going to reverse it, and that's what we're going to do.
Steve Trout, the outside official, had it one way, and the inside official said it was deflected. You got to say, good overrule. I didn't see it that way, but when there's three of them out there, you hope they get it right.
Tyler Gerber will inbound it to David Gerber. Right back to Tyler as he's trying to get away from Eric Brickner. Pulls it back out to Chase Stengel, going to his right side to the right elbow. Kicks it over to David Gerber. The 10-footer from the baseline won't fall. Bellman with the rebound. Devin Shee ties him up but got contact, and that's going to send Luke Bellman to the line now to shoot a pair of free throws at this point.
Yeah, Luke with 2 points so far on the evening. He'll be glad to take a couple more here if he can nail these.
The Titans with their lead at 15. Luke Bellman going to the line now to shoot the two free throws. Ottawa Glendorf pulling three players back to midcourt. Colton Everett, Eric Brickner, and Jake Meyer there. Taylor Coleman, the only one in to attempt the rebound, should there be one. But the first one will go down for Luke Bellman.
Well, the Titans, after missing the front end of two one-on-ones here in this fourth quarter, have hit the last five.
Bellman at the charity stripe again. Second opportunity is up. Too strong. Rebound hauled in by Paul Huntingford. Outlet going to be given to Tyler Gerber. Gerber throws it down the floor to David Gerber and gets it right back on the right side. He'll spot up for three from the wing. That one too strong. Rebound Jake Meyer for Ottawa Glendorf with 2:07 left to go. And a jump ball call as Meyer got rocked around a little bit, but bottom line is he brought the ball back down where the little guys can get to it.
He did. He did that.
They made him pay for doing that as he took a little bit of a beating getting to the ball, but nonetheless, just a jump ball. The Titans going to retain possession. 2:06 separating us from the end of the state title game. Inbounds pass to Eric Brickner. Whips it up ahead to Taylor Coleman. Leading a 3-on-2 break to Jake Meyer in the corner. He's going to pop a three. What the heck? But it bounces up off the top of the backboard. No good. Not the shot the Titans were looking for with under two to go now. Down the floor, Taylor Coleman helps his buddy out. Comes up with a big steal. Trying to run off a Bellman screen down the floor. Gets it to Eric Brickner. Brickner ahead to Jake Meyer. Meyer will give it up to Justin Shoemaker on the right wing with 1:40 left to go. And Shoemaker's going to be fouled. He's going to laugh it off as he goes to the free throw line to shoot two more. And the Titans in great shape to bring home a state trophy hardware right now. They get a big, big cheer from the Titan faithful here at the Schottenstein Center with 1:39 left to go. And up 16, 60-44. Shoemaker, first free throw attempt, going to be short just off the front of the iron, no good.
Well, Shoemaker, still not very prolific from the free throw line. 0-3 yesterday down the stretch. These don't mean as much right now, but he needs to hit this one, get himself that 14th point on the afternoon.
There you go, Shoemaker. Second free throw is up, hits off the front of the rim, took a couple of hops, but no good. Devin Shee with the rebound, and outlet to Tyler Gerber. Gerber coming down the left side. Comes into a trap, passes away from it, gives it to Stengel, who takes it in the lane. The shot up, no good. Rebound Shoemaker with 1:24 left to go. And another quick foul going to be committed by the Sugar Creek Garraway. Devin Shee guilty of it. That's going to send the Titans back to the line to shoot two more free throws with 1:24.
Well, I've got a couple first-team All-Staters for the tournament trail. That's Justin Shoemaker, who steps the line right now. 26 in the semifinals. Stuck on 13 right now. And then Jake Meyer, obviously, with the big first game. He's game-high honors right now with 21.
Free throw is up, and it is good for Justin Shoemaker.
Subs in the ballgame. Here's a new player for Garraway. Number 12, Ryan Troyer, a 5'11 senior, gets the floor. And that's got to mean something to him, too. That's a good gesture by Garraway's coach.
Second free throw also up and good for Justin Shoemaker. And Kyle Rosenblock will give the senior seat. He comes over, gives Coach Leslie a big hug, checks out. For the final time in his Titan career, he will check out a state champion.
Hugs all around for the coaching staff. Great job, Justin Shoemaker.
Tyler Gerber going to dribble the ball down the floor with 1:18 left to go in the ball game. Going to the left side, passes it back to the right to Shee. Shee spins around Luke Bellman into the corner, gives it up to Brennan Mullett. Mullett, left side, gives it up to Troyer. Troyer, three ball on the way, won't go. Rebound, David Gerber, and a foul going to be called underneath. This is going to go against Ottawa Glendorf.
And that's going to be on Rosebrock. That's one way to get your name in the official scores book with a foul. Josh Johnson checks in the ballgame. Another standing ovation coming up. That one's for Luke Bellman.
Big hug from Josh Johnson as Bellman skipping over to the bench. Salutes the Blue Crew, and more hugs for the coaching staff and his teammates. On the bench, just across from our broadcast location here at the Schottenstein Center. 1:04 left to play in this one. 62-44 on the Carmart Ottawa scoreboard.
Another freshman, Drake Kopp, checks in the lineup for the Pirates.
And now we're going to have revolving substitutions as Corey Grevey will check in. And Jake Meyer checks out. He'll get a salute from the Titan faithful. Unbelievable. You kept getting the question all day long about, did you think about 2 months ago when we'd be here? I kept getting the question. Jake Meyer's in the starting lineup, right?
No.
He comes off the bench to get those points. Inbounds passes it back in play to Cott. He'll go to the left side. A minute left here in the D3 state final. Titans in the driver's seat. 62-44. Right side going to the left is Troyer. He'll drive into the block. Going to be double team. Fade away over Grevey. Won't go. Grevey gets the rebound for the Titans. Outlet to Eric Brickner with 44 seconds left as OG sends a couple more players to the scorer's table. 40 seconds left to go in the ball game. And timeout going to be called by the Titans, I believe, just to get some substitutions in here.
That's all they want.
That's all they want.
Get some other guys, young players, opportunity to touch the floor here. Hugs around for Jake Meyer. It's great. Eric Brickner comes off the floor. You see Brian Labenthal getting his first action for the Titans. Josh Johnson's out there. Grevey, Rosebrock. It's a throw of a lifetime.
32 seconds left to go in the game. Rosebrock going to take it in the paint. He takes a hard look at the rim. Shot up, no good. Rebound popped out of bounds. This is going to go to the Garaway Pirates with 25 seconds left. And the Titans on their way to the Division III state title right now. Inbounds pass into Cott, who will bring it down the right side of the floor. Now going back to his left. Spins back to his right. Picks up the ball. Labenthal out on him. Passes right side and gives it up to Gerber. Gerber will dish it back. Here comes a three from Cott. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rosebrock with the rebound. Outlet down the floor to Josh Johnson. 4 seconds left. They'll hold on to the ball. The Titans have won the Division III State Boys Basketball title by a final score of 62-44 on the Cormart Ottawa scoreboard. Your boys are coming home to Putnam County with another state tournament trophy, a first-place trophy in Division III. And a feeling of a lifetime for these young men on this Titan basketball team.
Oh, no doubt about it. A thrill. It's for most teams, and it is for these kids too, just a thrill to make it to the Schottenstein Center and play in front of these huge crowds at the state level. But when you can take it the next step to get to the final game, and then the next step to win the championship, you're remembered forever. It's a legacy that you'll always have.
Absolutely. And the Titans coming home with their second state title in 4 years. 4 years ago, doing it in Division II to bring home their first ever state title. And who'd have thought just 4 years later, 3 years into Coach Josh Leslie's tenure, as the Titans are going headlong into the Blue Crew. Taylor Potts showing that quick first step, got around the usher and dove into the stand. The usher trying to corral the rest of them. It's not happening. The celebration is on.
As long as it's under control, they'll let them go over there and greet the fans. And the Titans are doing that. They're settling down. And the Titan Nation, great following. They travel well, as everyone knows. Here in full force, stepping in, supporting them. Why not give them their praise as well and come over and thank them for their support?
Final score once again on the Carmart Ottawa scoreboard. Ottawa Glendorf 64, Garaway, the Pirates 62-42, an 18-point win for the Titans here today in Columbus. We will take a break when we come back to Lima Memorial Health System's postgame show on 106.3 The Fox.